From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. In a letter released Friday, White House counsel Don McGahn said that Mr. Trump had decided not to declassify the Democratic memo because the memorandum contains numerous properly declassified and especially sensitive passages. The letter to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes asked for revisions in the document before it could be released. Mr. Trump had until the end of Friday to decide whether to declassify the memo written by Democrats on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The president last week authorized the release of the Republican version of the memo, which claimed the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on Carter Page, a former Trump campaign advisor, and his connections to Russia. The White House confirmed late Friday that a second staff member had resigned after learning of domestic abuse allegations against him. Spokesman Raj Shah said the speechwriter, David Sorensen, resigned Friday just 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations by both his former wives that he had abused them. Sorensen denied the abuse allegations, which were first reported Friday by The Washington Post. Sorensen's ex-wife had told the Post that he was violent and emotionally abusive during their short marriage. Well, the president signed a sweeping bipartisan budget bill ending a brief government shutdown. The bill adds hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on domestic programs, disaster aid, and the military. This is VOA News. The Winter Olympics officially kicked off in Pyeongchang, South Korea Friday. Fans at the opening ceremony braved freezing temperatures to see fireworks, a spectacular light show, and the parade of athletes. U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn.
This is probably my last Olympics. I'm soaking in every moment. I'm in awe of being able to represent my country.
Kim Yo-jong, the sister and senior advisor of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence watched athletes only a few seats apart. The Winter Games run through February the 25th. At least two people were killed and dozens more injured in twin bombings on Friday on a mosque in the Libyan city of Benghazi. Medics say at least 62 people were wounded in the twin bomb attack on the mosque during Friday prayers. The devices appeared to have been detonated remotely. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. An American drone attack in northwestern Pakistan is believed to have killed a high-profile militant commander, along with several of his aides. Tribal sources and local Pakistani officials confirmed the strike took place Thursday near the Afghan border in North Waziristan. They said the deputy chief of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, Khan Saeed Massoud, also known as Sajna, was killed by missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft hit his vehicle. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is due in Turkey this weekend as a potential military confrontation looms between the countries over Syria. The NATO allies disagree over Turkey's military intervention into Syria against a Kurdish militia, which is a key U.S. ally in the war against Islamic State. Dorian Jones has more for VOA from Istanbul.
Çünkü bana verdiği sözün hiçbirisini tutmadı.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu this week lambasting Washington, accusing it of making deals with the Islamic State militants and claiming his government has lost confidence in its alliance with the US. Such verbal assaults against Washington by Turkey's political leadership are almost a daily occurrence. Political analyst Attila Yeşilada of Global Source Partners says when U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster sits down for talks in Ankara, he will likely find little room to maneuver.
Given the fact that there is this ironclad alliance between PKK and YPG, there is no way Turkey can allow us here in Kurdish state.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Analysts are already warning Turkish-U.S. relations are now facing their greatest test. U.S. officials say a U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters have captured two fugitive British Islamic State fighters. The wanted men were part of a group of four Islamic State terrorists dubbed the Beatles because of their British accents. They operated out of Raqqa, the former self-declared Islamic State capital in Syria. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.